The Fruit of Persecution and Suffering, 1884. The Lord often brings a crisis in the affairs of men that they may feel their need of His interposition. And when at such a time His people have sought Him, He has wrought deliverance for them. At times He suffers persecution to make great havoc with the church, so that to human sight Satan appears to be on the point of extinguishing the light of truth in the earth. But in these seasons of peril and distress, the faithful ones are led to rely less upon self and more upon God. Their importunate prayers are heard in heaven, and when apparently weakest, they are strongest in the strength of their Almighty Helper. God reserves the greatest manifestations of His power for exigencies when the necessity cannot be denied, and men must acknowledge the interposition of a divine hand. The test of faith and obedience will come to all the people of God. Like the Apostle Paul, we must obey the divine voice, whatever that obedience may cost us. Upon all who are partakers of His grace, the Lord enjoins duties that involve peril and sacrifice. Christ Himself has trodden the path before us, and we should not expect to share His glory if we refuse to partake of His sufferings. The most exalted of the redeemed host that stand before the throne of God and the Lamb have gained their white robes and starry crowns only through great tribulation. Revelation 7, verse 13-14.